This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. If you have a cavity in a tooth or leg pain, say following a fall from a ladder, you want your doctor or dentist to order an accurate diagnostic test. In other words, a test that will document the problem when it is there, for example, a leg fracture, but will also exclude the problem when it is not there. We call this test accuracy, which is helpful in ruling in diseases and ruling out diseases. We have a host of relatively accurate tests, like x-rays and scans and blood tests, that we use to make a diagnosis. But there are also tests that are not very accurate, but are still too often used, or perhaps used incorrectly. A case in point is the test for ADHD, or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. People with ADHD, by definition, have symptoms that start before the age of 12 and include difficulty paying attention, controlling impulsive behaviors, or just being overactive. ADHD affects around 10% of school-aged children, but many adults outgrow the condition completely. As people age, the symptoms vary and diagnosis becomes much more difficult. In the U.S., we tend to diagnose ADHD more than other countries who have similar demographics. This is true for both kids and adults. There is no blood test or brain scan to make the diagnosis, and several other mental health problems have very similar symptoms. There are a number of surveys that people can take to help us make the diagnosis, but making a diagnosis of ADHD takes several steps, including checking hearing and vision, and it takes a lot of time to make an accurate diagnosis. Of course, the reason we want to make an accurate diagnosis is that there are effective treatments we can offer if we know the right diagnosis. But American doctors tend to way overdiagnose ADHD. We know that many people without ADHD often report the symptoms of ADHD as just a normal part of development. I'm referring to things like trouble concentrating and anxiety. Also, students under academic pressure often look to ADHD as a cause of poor school performance, and others seek a diagnosis as a path to get stimulant medications. And social media is also pushing people very hard to make the self-diagnosis of ADHD. A study published in the Journal of Attention Disorders looked at the diagnosis of ADHD given to young adults. It turns out that ADHD test results are no better than flipping a coin. Often doctors rely on self-reporting of symptoms that an adult had when they were a child, but other studies show that these self-reports are often very unreliable. And the number of prescriptions for ADHD medicines has increased more than 800% in the past two decades. Also, in that same period of time, we spend more than $10 billion a year on ADHD medicines, which is a 50-fold increase. ADHD is a complicated condition, but we can do much better at diagnosing it. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.